Greetings, God's grace and peace to you. It's Ben Ash here from Amherst, Virginia, and I'd like to share my phone number. Anybody would like to have it. I always enjoy fellowship. My number is 605-949-0384. So for sharing this today, something that I've been inspired by, recently I was asked to teach young people on preparation for a Bible school, and it's so important to preparation in life. We spend a lot of time preparing things in life. Just consider something that we do a lot of preparing food, for example, a meal. We spend more time preparing than we do eating the meal. Easy a couple hours or even more if you consider gardening and the time it takes for that, all that goes with it. Preparing the meal, cooking, much time goes into preparation for a meal that we will consume in a short time. Other things, schooling. People spend years learning and schooling for some jobs they will do. Think of a young man who may be considering marriage. He'll spend a lot of time preparing, maybe building a house or a place, a job, saving up money. And even the bride, if there's a wedding plan, there's weeks and months going to planning for the event of one day and or half a day. We could think about building a large building. Sometimes the planning, preparation for that, there's more time is passes in preparation than it does to actually build something. Or even traveling. Maybe there's weeks leading up to a large trip. Prepare life for that. Plan around it. Do things in preparation to go on this trip. That may take only a few days. And so the same way spiritually, there's areas, just preparation is very important. I usually think about, let's say, even going to a church service. It's a good thing to prepare hearts for a worship service, to hear from God. I think so one of the I've been inspired these days to be praying and trying to understand how to prepare a heart to seek God. And just the great importance of that. It's a little bit also like planting a garden. You know, it's important that soil is prepared for the seed. It is worked, it is loose, it has nutrients. Otherwise, it won't bear fruit. So there's something about that in our hearts that's the same way. We can receive a lot of seed, hear the word of God, but if our hearts aren't prepared, it won't turn out good. And so, so just thinking about that, I like to consider we can read in Second Chronicles about Rehoboam. And we can read about the kings there in the past. We can read in the New Testament those things. We have those on record. We can look at those things, and they're there for our learning and consideration. So many rich lessons that we can learn, that are helpful, that are wisdom to us, that we can apply in our lives. And one of those is about Rehoboam. At the end of a lot of the king's life, it gives a short summation, sums up a life there. And it says about Rehoboam, this would be the grandson of King David, son of Solomon. He would have been the fourth king in Israel there. It sums up his life. This verse it reads, "And he did evil because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord." And it's such a tragedy because we know the influence of one man can have for the good or for the bad. All of us can influence people around us. We do. Whether it's intention or unintention, we influence people around us. And so just pondering that it was said about Rehoboam, again, he did evil because he prepared not his heart to seek the Lord. And then later, after the time of the kings, we can read how the kings act for him. It was up and down. Some served the Lord. Many did not. And God would warn the children of Israel through the prophets, calling them back to him, to heed him, to follow his commands. If they didn't, then it would not go well with them. One of the things he prophesied, they would go into captivity, which they then did. Maybe you're familiar with the time when Israel was taken captive to Babylon. And they were down there for 70 years. And God had promised that he would bring them back again. But they suffered a lot at the hands of ungodly kings and nations around them because they forsook the Lord. They didn't follow God, stay faithful to him. And so, anyway, they were down there, and the time came for them to return. God turned the heart of Cyrus, king of Babylon there, to make a way for them to come back. And many came back, maybe 30, 40-some thousand came back, and through several different time periods there, a few years apart. One of those times, and one of the men, the leaders, was Ezra. And so, opposite from Rehoboam's record, we read about Ezra. In Ezra chapter 7, verse 10, we read, "For Ezra had prepared his heart to seek the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach in Israel statutes and judgments." And so here we have a man that prepared his heart to know God's law, to live it, and to teach others. And so we have an opposite direction where he was used by God to bring about a revival in the nation of Israel. And so that's an inspiring thing to me to just consider and ponder that. Ezra's life is a very interesting life. One of the big things that stands out to me is how that through seeking God and knowing God's word and his law, he was a man that we read later, because of some sins that came out, he was very broken about all that and wept and led Israel on through to revival. But why could that be? Was it not because he knew God's law? He prepared his heart. That was his heart. And so let's be encouraged to prepare our hearts for God and put time into that. I'm pondering, well, what all that means to prepare a heart for God. Surely it seems like prayer is a good thing to be doing, meditation in the Word of God, and just seeking him. So that's my encouragement to you. And also the prophet Amos had wrote these words, "Prepare to meet thy God." And so again, preparation is a big part in life. And I think we should be preparing to meet God as we go through life. One day we will. We don't know when that'll be, but I believe it would be wise for us to do so. So God bless you. I'm going to give you my number again in case you didn't get it written down. It's 605-949-0384. God bless your day.